So what do you think of the figures that have been released today, Julian?
I think the figures are very interesting. They're very worrying. They show an overall increase across the UK in recorded sex crimes against children and young people.
Why do you think there's such an increase?
I think it's difficult to say exactly why there's been an increase. Certainly there's better recording methods used by the police. I would suggest that given the recent high-profile sexual allegations that have been in the press dating back to Jimmy Savile, maybe survivors feel more confident in disclosing abuse, feel they'll be taken more seriously. And possibly online groomers are becoming more a significant problem. We've seen even today in the news online abusers being jailed. So we know that's a significant problem and that might account for the increase in
the
figures.
The numbers we're looking at today are only cases that have been reported to police. There's a possibility that lots of cases haven't been reported. Is that true?
I think that's a fair point. The numbers we're reporting today are recorded sex crimes. There's a good chance that actual sexual offences committed against children is higher. We do know from our day-to-day work with children that children find it very difficult to disclose abuse due to fear or embarrassment. You know, some children tell me that they don't even realise they've been abused until they come and meet with us. It's a revelation to them. So there's a good chance that the figures are in fact higher. And this is the number of... So today's figures are the actual sex crimes recorded. But I think you're right. The figure is probably higher. It shatters children's and families' lives. It has a deleterious effect on them in terms of their education, their emotions, or, you know, their development and outcomes. So we need to take this very seriously.